The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
God help us all, we're back. It's been 4 months, you've been here for 3 hours, and we're just now getting started, and Flynn apparently is going to vomit.
45%.
Holy shit, it really has been four months.
It went up 5% in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Is it because my burps stink?
Yeah.
It's just blowing over there.
It's not helping.
I'm not stopping.
Your rancid sack.
Hey, the listeners were not in on that joke. Well, give them context, otherwise they're just going to assume I got stank nuts.
The context has the balls.
No.
The context is Fodder has stanky balls.
God bless it.
If it's not pink, it ain't worth the stink. Also a Fodder originalism.
Fodder, you need wipey.
New trademark. That's definitely something you want to be in the public.
No, not really.
I'm gonna get a picture of Fodre's face with that on a t-shirt.
You can get finger guns.
So, I'm totally 100% prepared. Definitely read everything.
Quote-unquote trademarked.
Yeah. I just wanted to, first off, thanks to you guys for coming back. Thanks to especially the patrons who have been, providing excellent donations and helping us keep this thing afloat and pushing on to new territory. So we should be coming out with these fairly frequently. We get a couple more patrons, go a couple more months. Maybe this will even be a weekly show. So that'd be awesome. But from here on out, we are definitely at least semi-weekly.
So we are the bait at the end of your hook.
You have been for some time.
Stink bait.
Some stink bait.
You know, sometimes stank bait catches the biggest fish.
Well, noodle. Or
that's insulting.
Maybe stanky fish.
Don't be mean to your patrons, Grady. You guys are beautiful. Don't listen to him. Especially you. You know who you are.
Is it me?
No, it's not you. You're not a patron.
Oh.
Now, remember, this takes place in the future, so if you want it to be you, you can become a patron. Boom. Like
that's
next
too
month.
Much editing for Lucas. Sorry, Lucas.
Lucas, cut that part out. Make sure you check out Fodre's MySpace page.
That's not for this podcast, Josh.
McFodre at stinkynuts.myspace.com.
What podcast is it for?
I don't know.
I would like to point out, I am in a slight, the audience obviously will be listening straight through, so this is the first one we've started recording in a while.
Wait, through this? I am so sorry, audience.
What I'm trying to say is that they will have listened to what we did last time and will have context.
Oh.
You don't have context necessarily because it has been several months. Josh literally made a MySpace joke about you last episode.
Really?
Yes.
Oops.
Yeah. There was,
why
there
are
was
we bridging
one.
Content?
And in fact, you made a
oh,
big
man.
Deal.
I'm going to send him an invoice for...
context is illegal.
It was actually recorded on here very early. You were going to put Queen Grabstab in your top 8 friends, I believe, was what you were going to do.
Who the fuck is that?
It's the lady you elected.
I don't think we knew last time either.
Oh.
Yes, you stole the amulet from her.
Okay, when I was dancing.
Yes.
You're dancing.
Call it, man.
And you rolled a whole bunch of sneaky stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And you beatboxed.
I hope not.
Damn. We do too.
A lot happened in that episode.
Hopefully Lucas edited that out.
No, oh, no, it's going in.
40%.
Blow that at me.
Blow it in the microphone.
No, I'm sitting on the other
blow
side
the condenser
of the microphone.
Right out
like
of it.
A doomsday clock over there.
I am.
What's that Cthulhu game? House on Haunted Hill just got the counter. Like
the what? Haunt counter.
The what?
The haunt counter.
Yeah.
Trail at House on the Hill?
Yeah, yeah, what did I say?
Right. Throw up.
If it gets to 8, we're
that's
doomed.
That's the turn.
It's one of the scenarios. Fodder Stinky Nuts, the omen.
You gotta go in another room and look at them.
At the tree.
You gotta read the thing and like, oh no, I'm a monster.
It's so stanky they convey the smell through sight alone.
At some point, we'll play some D&D. Don't worry. We'll get there eventually.
So, not that you ever bothered to find out, but that was the goblin village of, I believe it's called Yeliark, that you just launched hundreds of yards away.
Kapoing! Allegedly.
He says, standing next to the still twanging catapult.
I mean, I don't think corpses serve as, you know, witnesses in court.
It's true. So, you are there. I'll say it's late afternoon. Early evening.
Got all that done before dinner.
Wait, is this happening? We're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. We were playing?
I mean...
Yeah.
Are these mics real?
Are we recording?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I'm still alive?
That's all admissible in court now.
Shout out to Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Does he listen to this too?
He's listening to
everything.
Oh, yeah. He's tuned in live.
He's listening at the time we're recording because of all the spyware on my computer. Thanks, Facebook.
Did my phone just chuckle?
I think so.
By the way, Facebook, if you'd like to get in people's good graces and be a sponsor.
Hey, to be fair, their stock has done nothing but go up since he spoke.
Really?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Because the Senate...
Don't side-eye me like I don't look at the stock market. Well, no, look at this asshole learn to reach stocks.
I'm wondering if it went down first and it's only recovering, or if it's an increase in value from,
fair
you
question,
know, an REI
question.
Point.
Welcome to the Rancor's Brothel, where we discuss the stock market.
This is a segment we like to call Stock Talk.
Stock Talk.
Stock Talk.
All right. So what do you f***ers want to do? You
got him.
We have... Well, hello, dog. We have this amulet that controls the Shield Guardian.
We think.
Theoretically. But we don't have the Guardian it goes to. Well,
we know where it is.
Because that's in the city of Omu, right?
No, it's that on the map. We passed that. We found the Guardian because those goblins were worshiping
it. Oh, right.
We murdered everyone.
We have to go back to it.
Came here, murdered everyone here. We're going to murder our way back to the Guardian.
We might as well go back because that's what the amulet's for.
Yeah, our whole intent was to get the Guardian so that we could use it to fight the dead.
For listeners that can't see the map, and because I don't want to put my glasses on and lean over, how far away is that Shield Guardian
like
from where we
40
are?
40 miles.
It's like an inch.
Okay, so like six hexes?
Four.
Okay, cool.
Each one's 10.
Oh. Miles, right?
Yeah, each one is basically a day's travel.
Yep, oh, 40.
God. Depending on pace.
Yeah. Not real time, Flynn, it's okay.
We got, you know, we got like a 40% chance of dysentery.
He's such a nice guy. We got to quit doing that to him.
You also, of course, can travel at a fast pace, which
I like
comes
to,
with additional rolls.
No.
Grueling and full rations, Oregon Trail style, right?
I
assume
hard.
I've made this joke already
times. The question of rations is worth mentioning.
I got 17.
Yeah, because I think...
well, I'm good. If I've got 5 days of rations left...
I have 23.
What the
and
hell?
No, I'm not
Who
sharing.
Who you been feeding?
That weighs 23 pounds.
I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy.
I got a big sack on my back.
I would like to point out, having cheated and listened to prior episodes before, this discussion came up, and the general table's reaction to Dave only having like 3 rations was a conundrum.
I have 20 rations left.
Well,
you have 5.
I'm going 5.
You're skinny enough. You can make it last. He'll be fine.
Did you kill one of your subservients and eat them?
No, they're dead, though.
Somebody else killed my subservients.
I believe they were
them.
Velociraptors.
I totally didn't save any of the pieces.
Okay. Gotcha.
I winked, for those of you playing along at home.
How many people rations do you have? Is that why I have so many? Am I eating people?
What is this stuff called Soylent Green?
You are eating something weird, but I don't remember what it was. You
dinosaur.
Harvested... Was it dinosaur?
Yeah, I killed the dinosaurs and insisted on eating them.
Right on.
No.
They bit me. that's how you
bite them back.
That's how you teach.
Show
puppies.
Them who's boss.
Puppy bites you, you bite it back.
Display dominance.
I think that's all on that Caesar show.
Heck yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
What the fuck is going on?
We're going back to
I'm
the
so
Guardian.
Confused.
We are going back to the Guardian.
Let's go.
Now, do you remember why you were looking at the
pace,
Guardian
presumably.
In the first place?
That's turn it on.
I don't. I think we went to the camp and we heard about the Guardian. And decided that it was a good idea to get the Guardian to use to kill whatever it is we need to kill to get to the thing.
Wakanga Otamu, who was one of
Gesundai.
The prince,
was one of the one of the benefactors.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
He had asked you to see if it was still there.
That's right.
He wanted to confirm. He had given you the journal that said it was there. He wanted to know if it was there because he wanted to see if he could try and use it. He didn't necessarily expect you to figure out the ability. you know, to find a way to actually A, recover it, and B, control it. So you would imagine if you take it back to him, it might be worth something.
Okay. Or we could just use it ourselves, and then when it dies, go back and say, yeah, we found it. It was great.
Totally couldn't find it, Wakanda.
Or we could say that, too.
So Bork's going to kind of look around as you guys start. You guys think Gucci's okay?
What? What you? What?
I think he was in there.
Is Gucci one of your pets?
He was my best friend. How do you not know Gucci?
Did you let him off the tether?
Well, he was that little goblinoid thingy, right?
I think he was off the tether, right?
Yes, you had taken him. It was actually a manacle that you had shackled.
No, it was a friendship bracelet.
You're telling me Gucci Mane is off the chain?
When did this happen?
We've been playing him 4 months for that. Christmas.
That's the secret word!
That wasn't even it!
That's an extra for you Patreons.
But yes, yeah, Gucci did. You had let him off because Josh had pointed out it might not be a bad idea to bring him in a la hostage negotiation style.
So you, DM, tell me, Flynn, that. Are you all telling Bork this? Because now Bork's wheel's going.
No.
I mean, he could have jumped out.
He's a savage. Who cares?
What did you just say?
I will also remind you, Bork is planning a heel turn. We did talk about that, too.
Bork, Gucci was clever enough to survive in our midst. There's still hope.
Why is Nolan over here talking shit?
He had manservants. He's that kind of guy. That's just it.
Now who's classist?
Me.
Still you.
Oh, okay.
There's still hope. Which direction did the village Apult launch everyone?
I mean, theoretically, it's probably still in your same hex. Like, it didn't fly farther than 10 miles.
But I mean, like, which... Is it towards where the Shield Guardian was? We'll look for him on the way to the Shield Guardian.
No, but that's up to you.
Because if he fled, he's going back to where we found him. Like any lost dog would. He wants to return to his home.
Yeah, he knows the plan. We made the plan. We'll meet back at the Shield Guardian.
When you burst out of the sleeping bag with him, and you guys were playing.
Gucci, if we ever get split up,
the savage knows where his water ball is.
Gucci and Bork talking in hushed giggles inside the sleeping bag together like little schoolgirls. What are you going to do tomorrow, Gucci? Just please let me go. I'm not going to do that. What else do you want to do?
Gucci, are you awake?
I can't sleep. What are you dreaming about?
Wasn't there something about you not wearing pants last time?
Last time.
He keeps busting out of shirts. He doesn't have many shirts left, I think.
The grease is my shirt now.
So where would you like to go? I'd also like to remind you that you have approximately 7 days left that you're supposed to be patrolling the undead.
Oh, we're patrolling. We're totally patrolling.
If we come across any undead, we'll kill them.
We've just taken a creative route of patrol.
Both Eku and I believe it was Lieutenant Roberts, Captain Roberts, I forget who it is. Roberts are also looking at you befuddled. I believe you have 5 men at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Does the party know? Oh, sorry.
I don't actually know how many. You lost some to sickness, but I forget how. You set out with like 10.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you roughly half because I couldn't find in the recording how many you actually had at this point.
Gotcha. I can't recall if the party knows that I got the amulet before we launched the village.
Yeah, we watched you do it.
Okay.
You presented it to them at the point at which there's a very good moment where you're like, hey guys, I got the amulet. And Josh was like, sweet, I totally knew that, when he definitely did not know that.
Okay.
Hey, he doesn't know that. He's trying to out me here. Getting me killed with Gucci, nearly killed Padre. We have 2 guards and 3 tribals.
Okay, so yeah, you got 5.
Yep.
And of course, Eku, who is guiding you, shaking her head slightly.
Turn this thing on.
We got 7 days. Let's just go get the guardian, shall we? To the camp?
Yeah, I mean, Commander Bonebreak was not exactly the most pleasant of fellows. I mean, to
is
be
this
fair,
Captain Dracula talking to us?
No. I'm just saying in general. Okay. In case you guys don't remember, he was kind of a...
In general, I thought he was a captain.
He was a... Continuity is just gone.
All my hard work! All these notes I made!
Who's continuity? When did he leave?
Look, audience!
He left with Gucci.
Notes!
Hey, Gucci's not dead yet. Don't give up hope.
Totally give up hope.
Not till you see the corpse.
Y'all better hide the corpse, I'm just saying.
Already planning on it.
The horribly mangled, twisted corpse as he smashed through dozens of trees on his way back to Earth.
If hopefully I had a way to animate that corpse, I would so do it.
It's just going to be a Weekend at Bernie's scenario. You and I are going to have one stick between us. Like, how do we make him hug him? I don't know.
Oh, look, he suddenly speaks common.
Terribly throwing his voice.
So, yes, Roberts is assuming that you've sort of patrolled out roughly 7 days, that you are expected back at Camp Vengeance roughly in 7 days' travel. Although he is confused, because really the undead are on the other side of the river, but I mean...
Well, because I explained to him,
this Dracula, anywhere.
Oh, yeah,
had to get the Shield Guardian.
You've now promised the Shield Guardian to a number of different folks, I believe, so...
Well, we better go get it for somebody.
I don't know anything
It's for me!
Like, would anyone actually like to inspect the amulet?
I thought I did. I had not done that already.
I don't believe so.
I will do that since I'm holding it. Is that an arcana?
The amulet.
The amulet, when you flip it over to look at the back, has the word and or name, Vorn, etched into it.
Amulet de fromage.
I was?
I think out of all the intelligence at the table, you're the one who's capable of writing.
I forgot your printer had messed up my skill thing, so I don't know if that's a 1, a 7, or a 4.
Well, yes. I'm going to go with a 1, probably.
No, it's trained. It's proficient. I'm pretty sure it's
a 7. 2 plus ability score. Intelligence, maybe.
Which is also cut off.
What are you looking for?
Funders found the 21st Arcana. Century way to manipulate
two.
His...
2? Okay.
Also the 2.
How am
you
I proficient?
You can't get quartered on your stats if you don't write them down.
Well, maybe your ability score doesn't have a modifier.
Yeah, you're intelligent.
Oh, okay.
You're a bunch of dumb son of a guns.
Can I do a check to see if it's got some magical properties?
How would you plan to do that?
With Arcana.
Take a short rest.
Street smarts.
Yeah.
You could take a short rest. That is the most logical idea thus far.
I'm going to go through the journal and see if I can find that name.
Vorn.
To anyone who read the journal, you would know that the Shield Guardian's name was Vorn.
We found Vorn's amulet. We can give it back to him now. If only we could reanimate.
Why would we give back something valuable?
It belongs to him.
So?
This is Vorn's amulet.
So?
Vorn's also the guardian.
So?
I'm just being asinine here. Play along, Dave the Wizard.
Do I get a roll of dice or not?
Nah, not really.
Roll
a die.
Dice roll.
Nailed it. 17.
Plus 2.
19 to wash his balls.
You would know in 5th edition, Fodge, that you need to attune to said amulet, which normally takes a short rest.
Which I thought we were doing while he was reading.
Or just talking. I spend a lot of time just blabbering. You guys should really plan all of
it. It confuses the enemy.
That's the clip that I send to the judges all this year for a podcast awards. It's like, the Rancor's brothel is succinct. Josh is like, just spend a lot of time blabbering.
You guys should really use these moments to do your own things. Otherwise, we'll just never get anywhere.
I put on the amulet. Wait 20 minutes.
Well, short rest is an hour, so...
Well, I don't know what I'm doing for the other 40.
We got to rest at the end of the day anyway. So let's travel, attune it while we're sitting.
I'll just put it on while we're traveling.
Yeah,
and
you
then
got multiple days of travel back.
So. Yep.
All right.
So on the first day...
We'll venture
......
Well, I mean, we're moving. I'm assuming that you won't get far because it was afternoonish. You had to enter the hex, came in, interacted. So you march.
That's the most pleasant way I've ever heard murder a village described. You interacted.
Wink, wink.
I feel like you could say that about Vietnam. It's like, yes. Yeah.
Press Y to interact.
There was a military endeavor.
How would you like to interact? Select napalm.
So you... you go, you set up watches, I'm assuming, and so you're heading back in that direction, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. What kind of watches did we get?
You don't have a sleeping
bag. Movement watches now, the used to sponsor. No, they're movement!
We're about to sew.
We gotta get the movement sponsor.
Movement. Shout out to Movement Watches.
Use promo code BORK for 20% off your movement watch.
PM is that BM.
That's a pretty good one.
Check out Funders MySpace page.
I swear to God, if Rancor's Brothel gets a movement watch sponsorship, I want at least one watch.
There's only one kind of movement that's going to be involved in this.
I need a sponsor to take it. Fodgy, you need wipey.
To be fair, there are two outcomes, but it's both coming from the same source. It's either coming up or going out the back end. Oh, hell. Because I'm assuming you guys are letting your guide navigate, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That is, after all, why we hired her.
I forgot we hired her.
Well, I don't think we conned her.
Are we positive, though?
No.
Oh, that's right. I gotta look that up. Fodge?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
He said my name. It must be something bad.
Go on.
You've already died.
Roll me a perception check.
Nailed it. Got it.
Well, I guess I don't have to look up what my ability modifier is, so that's cool.
Cool.
That dice just slammed down to a critical failure. Boom. Like, didn't even make a thing out of it. Didn't hop around all playfully. It was just one.
Splat.
Fuck, and so you tell Ekku you're headed back to the Shield Guardian, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
We turn around and find her. He's been stripped entirely naked. Unawares.
Should we tell him?
At least I have my necklace.
Just the necklace string dangling out of his butt cheeks. Yeah, he still got it. Still got that necklace.
Ekku leads you on.
Thanks,
we're gonna
Ekku.
Die.
Onward.
Since I got this screen, I'll go ahead and use it, right?
Do I feel anything after an hour?
Death.
Oh, no, I mean, I've already assumed you've already moved on, slept that night. Yes, you now sense a presence that you can communicate with.
What's it say? It
doesn't say anything.
What if I say hi? What if I holla at it a little?
You
I
up?
Mean, you kind of get a sense that there is an acknowledgement. Like, you don't get any speech or anything.
New phone, who dis?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible to forage as we... like during?
Why, is someone low on rations?
During our long rest?
I've got survival, so I can...
Yes, if you would like to roll survival, there is a thing in Xanathar's about getting food, I feel like.
I'm also proficient in survival.
Oh, there you go. Why don't you roll and I'll help you.
Sure.
Are you...
provide aid.
I didn't write down any of my totals. I've got +3. Okay. So you roll, I'll help you.
Give advantage.
Or also, I don't have to roll anything.
I think it grants advantage.
I think it does it grant advantage, yeah.
I give you my advantageous assistance.
Yeah, that advantage was useful, because that's a 17 total.
Nice! Yeah, you can find a couple days worth of rations.
All right, cool.
Great. You find squishy cow pies from which you can suck water.
Bear Grylls!
They're over there roasting leg meat. Since the night passes uneventfully, Fodge, you definitely feel the contact. You forage that night. Trying to think. Everybody can erase a day's rations and can use their salve.
Oh, salve up, baby.
Salve up.
Oh yeah, I've got the incense rather than the salve.
Yeah, you didn't want to get all goopy.
Ruin my skin texture.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, Bork?
I don't trust Nigel.
Who the fuck is Nigel?
You know, the scrawny guy that doesn't eat.
I thought you called him Dave the Wizard.
Is that his name? Oh, my bad.
Never heard you called him Nigel, have you?
I think he did something to Gucci. I can't sleep.
You want to go look for him?
No, I'm not leaving Nigel. I think I'm gonna have to take care of some things. I just, you know, just wanted you to know.
I've got your back.
All right.
Are we doing it now?
Not later.
Okay.
Okay.
I think he's listening. He's looking at me weird.
Thank God that guy doesn't know who Nigel is.
I just slammed my face into the mic. I'm sorry.
Lucas, edit that out. Not the bunk, but Fodder saying sorry. I just want bunk. I just slammed my face into the mic.
Get Nigel.
Get slammed.
Don't you call him I thought you called him Norman Spellslinger.
The actual name is Nolan Kingsong.
Oh, so isn't that you do call him Nigel? My bad. Retcon that, Lucas. Put in this. Nigel.
Question mark.
Hang on. Because we need the silence for the edit. Yeah, that guy's up to no good. We should get him. All right. Cut that in. Make it work.
I don't know if it's better or worse that you've been doing sound editing, because now you know what you're doing a little bit. I really don't do a good job with apparently spelling.
Nice. Spelling?
Yeah, and it doesn't help that they don't lay these out specifically in alphabetical order, so sometimes I miss them.
Probably an Aarakocra.
Starts with two A's?
It does start with two A's.
Yeah, is that what you're looking for?
No.
Aardvark.
Let's do it. What is your marching order? Just in case.
I'm in the middle.
Ekku is probably near the front. Who else is near the front?
I'll be near the front.
Okay.
I've got a high AC.
I'd probably be in front of Paul.
Ass man.
Yeah.
So I'm between Bork and Stonebold.
Okay, and what you're the
sexy man sandwich.
I'm going to be right behind Nigel.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding,
just
ding,
like staring hole.
You just feel my breath on the back of your neck.
So,
what's up, Nigel?
King Song is near the front, and Ekku is obviously near the front. Spellman.
Who? I'm bringing up the back.
You're at the back.
Have you seen the Great Muppet Caper?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I don't like capers.
Josh! Make me a perception check.
Yes. 20.
Okay.
I'm so perceptive.
You do. You do. In fact, you hear a little bit of foliage. Rustling.
Russell!
Russell! He's back! Bushes. Russell!
Russell, is that you?
I thought I lost you in the village.
And you sort of see through the trees and something. You're like, huh, that's a pretty big Russell noise. In fact, that's actually several large noises.
Russell, stop shitting in the woods.
You spot, I don't know what the plural is for Allosaurus, but you see three of them about grazing nearby.
Oh.
They herbivores?
No. They're grazing on something that was formerly living. Kind of looks like a goblin, maybe.
Oh, no. I'm going
to
fight
I swear
him.
To God, if that's Gucci.
Have they spotted us?
Well, I was going to get to that bit.
We've been traveling for more than a day, so probably not.
So
if they're grazing, if they're involved in food, and you guys don't see them, I might not alert everybody, because that'll just make a ruckus.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like...
My passive perception is 14.
Josh?
Yeah.
If that is your action, how about you roll me a stealth?
Oh, I'm so good at this. I'll counter with survival. This is, at this point, survival instinct.
I just want to see stealth, because I want to see if I get to get straight up Jurassic Park on you guys' asses right now.
Bork sneezes.
Give me one of your... Never mind. All right. Okay, dice. I'm asking. I'm begging.
The dice gods are indifferent to your prayer, as it seems.
Not bad.
I have an inspiration point.
Oh.
I think that's...
It's a fair roll. 14.
14 is a fair roll.
Dinosaurs don't even have ears.
Oh my god.
Stone bold.
Just blue fodder.
Holy shit.
They have ears, they just don't have
cartilage.
I just
had a flashback
outside
to every Jurassic Park movie he's ever seen. Oh, Jesus, tap dancing Christ, he's right. Do they just feel it like fish in the water? What do they do? Why don't chickens have ears?
Wait, I can't handle any more of this.
Wait, ducks don't have ears either?
You're telling me there's not one god dang bird that's got ears?
Foul.
So, good old Stone Bold Cleve Often sees not one, not two, but three Allosaurus, and you notice they are munching on something. You roll a 14 as you try and stealth away, and as you move, you probably notice this because you are the type of person who would notice this. In a bit of inconvenience, the wind shifts through the trees a little bit, and you notice they start to perk their head up and sort of sniff the air, almost as if maybe it were a game of numbers that you might have missed their passive perception by like one.
Should have blown that inspiration.
You see them and turn and charge.
Yay!
As soon as I see them notice us, I would alert the group.
I will assume that there will then be a yell. What would in the moment Stone Bolt's yell as he sees three large dinosaurs chasing him?
We gotta go! A classic Fadre war cry after he kicks a child.
Why?
I did not!
Okay.
So let's...
I just take off immediately!
Just sprinting.
Let's roll initiative then. And we'll get this going.
Ah, my dice!
Oh, no.
The dice completely f***ed you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it did.
The choice is for 1d3 Allosaurus.
Oh,
you got the tree.
Oh, lost one.
What is...
And I haven't got to it yet. I'm going to start doing the cards on the top, too.
Oh, yeah.
Will you read me all my spells so I know
cards?
What to do in combat?
Just line it up so you guys know what order you're in. Yeah.
So now I got all the heals. What does Vicious Mockery do? I forget.
Mocks them, but it's verbal, so they can't hear you.
Yeah, they don't have ears.
They don't have ears. Dissonant whispers won't work. God, these things are tough.
Right. I need you. Okay.
So King Song sitting on 20.
17 for me.
17 for... Stonebold.
Cleve Often.
16. Just take it around.
16 for Bork.
14. Perfect order. Yeah. All right. Just kept it on up.
Bork.
I'm going to trip Nigel.
I'm going to roll for the NPCs. Sweet.
Oh, yeah, we got Dracula, Eku, and the other dudes.
Nigel, what's your speed?
Who?
I'll just look.
Is it 30?
Yeah, it's 30.
All right. What kind of character sheet's that? Looks different than mine. Charforge. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's something we may or may not know the guy who makes them.
I talked to you about this before.
It was totally a setup for a plug, man.
Oh.
I gotta get you marketing.
Poor Stonebold is probably about ready to crap his pants, because what you see is they sniff and then they charge, and they cover that distance hella fast.
Stonebold need wipey.
Shoot. Stonebold's realizing that he can get plenty of rations out of these.
Or well, maybe just a rash.
100. I said there were 100 from Josh, so they actually need to come up like...
Wait, are you doing 10-foot squares?
Sorry. 55. So right now they're 60. They're just going to go... They double move.
That's the sound that dinosaurs make.
They can't hear what they're doing.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
These things come rampaging through the jungle just...
Is that movie any good?
I have no idea.
Oh yeah, I need to
snapping and biting and...
Oh, I've dated the episode. I apologize.
That's okay. I do it all the time. Yeah. It's a really terrible idea. But yeah, just hauling straight ass.
No, gas.
They cover the entire...
Sexist?
They cover the entire distance.
Yep.
Definitely sexist. He's a gay dude, Lee.
No linking song.
Yeah.
Who?
Your mom.
Damn.
You hear a scream behind...
I would
behind.
Like to report a murder.
You hear a scream...
Hello, 911. I just witnessed a murder.
You hear a scream from behind saying, "We gotta go!" And then you turn around to realize you're in the fucking Jeep scene from Jurassic Park, but with three of them.
We didn't go.
Nah. I rolled a 19 for their initiative.
Cool. Wait. Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, I mean... Might as well just start a bonfire beneath one of them. Because why not? So, here, this one, dex save.
Okie dokie.
DC 15.
I'm going to bet that's a no. That's definitely a no.
All right. And that's...
We had a long rest,
five
correct?
Fire damage.
Yeah. We've been resting the whole time.
You set fire to the underside of that one, and it...
And then I'm going to do some moving.
Bold move.
See the one over there? Get a little bit further.
King Song just, I did my five fire damage and then takes the fuck off.
I'll abandon ship.
Mr. Cleve Often, It is your turn.
Yep. Shame's not going to be a fair fight for you guys. I'll tell my friends to wait a minute.
Clever girl.
All right. I will rage, obviously.
Seems like a good call. Thank you for clarifying.
One of the appropriate times for me to use this today. We'll see what the next one holds.
It does seem like it's a good time to rage when you're fighting fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah,
that's right. As opposed to when someone stole your sweet roll.
Hey, that's a good sweet roll. All right, I'm just going to swing at him, see what he's got, and if it's easy enough to hit him, then I may change over to using great weapon mastery sort of stuff.
Fair enough. You do you, man.
Ooh. So that's a 19.
A 19 hits?
Plus everything.
So. Kerpow.
Plus all of it.
You hit it in the face?
Right in the mouth.
That's pretty fucking tall, so you probably hit it in the chest.
Go on. It's 6 plus it's 12.
Rage!
You chunk, and you, I mean, vertical split right in its chest, blood spray all over your face, but it looks like it's ready to fight.
Well, I didn't come here to tickle fight.
And then I'll just back.
you give me that opportunity attack, I'll take it. These things got reach, let me check.
I would imagine so.
Bork.
We're just gonna turn around. Oh shit. gonna look back over his shoulder.
King Song taking off into the
mission. I see King Song. Son of a
The best time to
I look back at the dinosaurs, I look at Nigel.
Bork, come here and help me.
I mean, you probably do see him
this
like...
This time, gesturing. I yell, this time, Nigel! This time.
You probably see him like gesturing with, you know, magical stuff as he's running, but...
He's like waving bye to you.
Bye! Flurry of blows. It's 17.
17 hits.
Flynn steps up and starts blowing a guy.
12.
12 does not hit.
And 16.
16 hits. So 2 out of 3.
Ain't bad.
Bork leaps over the top of Paul Slayman, flies in the air. Knee, kick,
that
punch.
That is 13 damage.
You.
That one is definitely... You just come right into the axe wound that he just made and just kind of punch, punch, punch. Just punch right for his heart. You're like,
I'm gonna... I know it's in here somewhere.
Kali Ma, motherfucker!
Did you eat Gucci?
Gucci, I'm coming.
Oh, hell. Paul.
One second, look at this spell. Sorry.
Paul Thunderfarts.
It does make the moon, right? Yeah. Which one has not been attacked?
That one.
Okay,
the one
so,
closest to you.
This one's on fire. This one is being pulled apart at the seams.
And this one went wee-wee-wee all the way home.
Yep.
So I will cast Dissonant Whispers on the uninjured one. It must make a wisdom saving throw.
I thought you were going to want to know my...
No, I just make fun of them.
No, Dissonant Whispers. That's a song or something. Silent Whispers. What is that song? Oh, my God.
Don't sure go chasing waterfalls?
I rolled a 14, which that is probably song? Close, but it may not be enough.
Really?
I think so.
What's your ability?
What's your modifier?
I'm looking. 14.
Okay, so I made.
Okay, so you take half damage. Fuck. 3d6.
It's because they don't have ears.
I know.
They can't hear your sweet, dulcet tones.
How is that thing just wobble so much?
It's got curved corners.
11, half of 11.
Well, but, I don't get a modifier?
I don't imagine so.
Okay, so yeah, they just take half of 11 damage.
Over or under, fudge?
Over.
I rolled a 2, so they take 5. Not rounding up for it.
I'll take...
pardon me.
15 foot step back.
Okay.
It's all right.
I'm here for heels.
Remember, it's Christmas.
I should mark a spell slot.
Son of a bitch. I should still be able to do it.
I'm wondering if they're probably not. I'm trying to decide how brave the other men are.
That's fair. First level. Dracula, maybe? Eku is already ducked out of a fight.
Roll for each one.
Eku is actually doing something else, but yes. I think that the others are... the two that are right there are going to disengage and form a line on the mummy, I guess. We'll call the mummy Roberts. So they're going to disengage and form like a firing line, basically.
Like
Jesus
so?
Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other two will step up. Just kind of to form a... Not that far. They're going to form a defensive barrier.
You got this dude over here, too.
I assume that that's Eku.
This one's Eku.
Oh, okay.
Because we got 5, so here's Roberts, 4, 5th.
He's one of the 5th. He's one of the 5.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
I need you...
What up, dude? Disappears into the night.
That's unfortunate. Eku actually moves out like 15 feet away from the fight. And you see that she has a panic look on her face. She is a middle-aged Chaldan woman. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. But you see, she's not fleeing. She's, like, moving with purpose. She's looking around rocks, and she's clearly searching. But she rolled a really, really bad roll, which doesn't help you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Can I use my bonus action?
Or?
I want to inspire Josh.
I'm already inspired, baby. But thank you.
I see this.
What's the inspiration do?
I don't know. Let you roll some sort of dice to add a thing.
Like a D6 extra.
Is it D6 yet, or is it
D4?
Best bard ever.
The one on the right will charge straight forward for that guy. The other two are just gonna take swings at you because you're right there.
This guy's okay.
Yeah, he's just gonna take. He'll take that 5 foot diagonal step to get to Flynn, I assume.
Yeah.
All right.
Dinosaur shit. How far did that one move? They were in a straight line, so it didn't move far enough to do its cool bit.
I think it is a D6. Yeah. Do I get to inspire him?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume that hits that guy. I'm going to assume that doesn't, but it might not make a difference. You see this thing clamp down and tear through the flesh of that guy over there. 13. He takes 17 damage from the bite.
That's probably enough to kill him, right?
I'd have to look it up, but he's deaf. If not, I'm going to say he's down and bleeding. I can look it up. But it sort of bites and claws and tears that one alive.
Down for the count.
Let's take a bite at the other two.
Num.
I'm going to assume a 10 doesn't hit Flynn. And I'm going to assume neither does a 7.
Nope.
That one does. Surprise! His armor class exists between 3 and 17.
Dang, it's just a few non-linear
11 doesn't
ranges.
Hit Josh?
It does not.
What about a 21 does?
Barely.
I scratched him.
They just again, become Al. They just become teeth and claws. Mm. Somehow you two put yourselves back to back and managed to dodge all these horrible biting things.
We're gonna sleep back to back, so neither one of us has to put our head in the mud. Skunk.
Oh yeah. That's a good movie.
But with the claw does catch you on the swing, Josh, for 8 damage.
4 damage, you say?
Correct.
Welcome to Barbarian Rage, people.
Glad you could join us.
King Song.
Alright.
Roll me survival.
Okay.
First, please.
Well, this Joker's still in the fire.
That's a 6.
Does a 6 total?
Yep.
Okay.
10 by 10 square, only move 5 feet.
Oh, is it still lit up underneath?
The bonfire stays, doesn't it?
Yes. No.
Oh, it doesn't?
Oh, wait, no, it is. It's concentration. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Are you still concentrating?
For the time being, yeah.
Roll damage.
Sure. I won't say no to that. 3.
Okay.
Is this a 1d4?
Yeah, plus your modifier.
It's still fiery.
Okay.
What about this one?
So now I'm up?
Yeah. You similarly see Eku sort of scanning the jungle, but you're not sure why.
Is this a 0 level spell?
It was first, but it's everybody gets it.
These cards were not the best idea. The font is so small.
So I move up so that I'm within range. Actually, I can be one back further. It's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it to you from there.
I'm within range to cast Witch Bolt.
Yeah.
Which I shall do. Use a slot.
Can you get in range? Is that just straight damage?
It's a d12 of lightning damage.
Can you get in range to hit this one instead? Because if he's close to death, one more round of us taking damage from all three of these guys is going to be significantly worse.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's... Let me tell you, the claw is significantly less worse than the bite.
Yeah.
That guy took a bite and I rolled low.
Yeah.
So this one is also con, so I'll be dropping the bonfire.
Okay, yeah. No, I figured you would, but I'll give you the damage at the top. That makes sense.
And I'm not 100% sure whether they get a save.
I thought Witch Bolt was targeted. I thought you had to hit its AC.
You're probably correct. 289.
But yeah, then you can just concentrate and just 12,
exactly. D12. Yes, range spell attack.
Okay. Give it a whirl, Wizard Dave.
That's a 15.
15 hits.
Okay.
Ooh. Roll me some damage.
6.
6 lightning damage. I've moved and I've used my action. Yeah, I'm good.
Emperor Palpatine style, the evil Nolan King Song comes charging in. And it zaps the shit out of it, and it is not happy at all. Stonebold.
Nice.
Stonebold.
Take a 5-foot step. Is he occupying this square or that square?
He's occupying 4 squares that the cube is sitting in. These things are basically
kind of half in this one. I'm asking if he's up
here.
He's
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just take that 5-foot step.
Yeah, you're still fine. You don't draw the attack.
I'm going to hit the guy that's already low that we've been working on.
Yep. I see what you're doing.
Yep.
You go right ahead.
Are you going to Great Weapon Master it?
I'm going to try. If I'm inspired.
You're spired. You're so spired.
So spired.
Windspired.
Windspired.
It's 10 extra damage. It's probably going to put him down.
Yeah. Can I use your d20, Flynn? I'm going to do this with a reckless attack.
Ooh.
Getting reckless.
Getting reckless. Oh, I didn't even need it. Baby. 17 and 18 respectively. So that would have been 19 and 18.
It's a good thing that dinosaurs don't get hit on 18s or 19s. It's a weird thing in the book. I don't know why they wrote
no
it.
It's that same AC just like him.
Yeah, it's like... weird. Right. Nah, you hit the shit out of it. You're hitting the one you've already hit before, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yep, go for it.
Oh!
Damn, max damage.
Toppers.
18, 28.
Dirty.
I believe you just carved the meat for us for rations.
Josh is now doing the math in his head going, oh God, I hope I dropped it.
That's over 50 damage at this point.
So we'll say that one clawed you. You're pissed.
Yeah.
In a rage.
He tore my favorite codpiece. It doesn't click open anymore.
Oh no.
That's you gotta manually open it.
How tall are you and what weapon do you use?
Oh, I am a staggering 5'4".
I'm right.
And I use a greatsword.
Okay. I'm going to say that in the motion, in the motion of moving that 5 feet, you kind of leap and just draw your greatsword directly across its jugular, and poor Bork just face full of dinosaur blood. Just bathing in that shit as that thing falls to the ground. Nope, not that one.
I know, but we'll use that's upside that's down for dead.
All right,
that's
so
fine if you want to do it that way.
Now I will cleave into this one.
Yep, you go right ahead.
Can I borrow your dice again?
Do you do that very often?
Do what?
Cleave.
Oh, all the time. So often. It's in the name. Sorry, I missed it. I really didn't get that.
I was just texting, and you probably didn't expect me to be aware.
Yeah. That's fairly accurate.
Oh, okay. That one's a 2, but this one's a 17 again. This is the most consistent dice I've ever used.
Yep.
All right.
This is a good dice.
You gonna move Captain Picard back over there, Flynn? He slid off the hex.
So, 2 short, 26 damage this time.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hey.
And if you just draw that blade through after slitting that one's throat and just stab that one between the ribs.
Is that with the -5 from Great Weapon Master?
Yeah, I'm still doing Reckless Attack because it happens to all my attacks until it starts my next turn.
And you pull it out and, like, there's bile and stuff. Like, you hit an internal organ that is not...
I'm trying to hit it in the head, but I'm starting at its pelvis.
Yeah, and you're working your way up.
Yeah!
Bork!
Oh, I am gonna eat it. I hope you guys can do the rest.
All right.
What's your HP?
Dino barbecue.
Oh, right now I'm just down 4.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna turn to this one.
Advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna strike out him. None armed attack. Ah, no. Now I'm gonna use
I will
a
tell you,
point.
You'd be surprised. So what is it?
Like 4.
Oh, never mind. You're correct.
Not that it's pretty surprising.
It was 8, but yeah.
Well. You're closer than you think.
Then I'm going to use a key point for Step of the Wind.
Yep.
And dip. I'm going to kick and whiff and be like, ha! Just run behind the phalanx.
Now I inform the Allosaurs it's a fair fight for them. Bring it on, you poor excuse for turtles.
Ball slamming.
Oh, this is a rough one.
No, I'm trying to draw them towards these guys. I'm going to punch them through the men.
Ball slamming. Ball slamming.
Get them.
Stinky nuts.
Get them. Make one of them run away.
Stink nuts.
God, make one of them run away.
I could try again. Okay. Yeah. I'll try Dissonant Whispers again. Can you make me a wisdom saving throw? Got to beat a 14. It's going to be the one that...
That I just lit into. No, yeah. Do this one because he's the less damage.
That's true.
Yeah.
Leave that one alone.
12.
He fails.
Yep.
So that is 3d6 damages.
Okay.
And then he runs away like the bee did.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. The
bee. Can you do that to a giant wasp last time?
Yeah.
The wasp that stung me and nearly killed me out of the boat.
It's a CX.
You almost killed him out
9,
of the boat.
Straight 11. Out of the boat.
So 11 damage, and he has to run his full movement away.
Okay. Well, he doesn't move yet, but yes.
On his turn, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. And does he make a roll every round for that?
I believe so.
Okay.
Probably at the end of his turn?
At the end, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to no longer be under the effect.
NPC?
For just that spell.
And then for my bonus action, I want to inspire Bork.
Okay.
Like, oh, I really burst
my inspiration. How long does my inspiration last?
Like an hour.
Oh. Now that you've inspired him, I don't know that he has inspiration anymore.
I thought I could stack it.
I don't think so.
Let me check on that. So help me God, if I'm no longer inspired,
don't you uninspire me. It lasts 10 minutes.
He's miring someone else.
It is 10 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not an hour. My bad. I just think bards are good.
They're?
Yeah, they're not bad at all.
Can I stack inspirations?
Eku?
No, I don't believe you can.
Eku screams, "Here, follow me!" And she bolts like 30 feet in a diagonal direction away.
But,
and all the NPCs follow her.
Oh, God.
Of course they do.
Roberts is like, "Full retreat!"
Is that Mowgli's?
I think you can.
It doesn't say I can't stack it?
You can put it on different characters, but you can't put multiple inspirations on one character.
Okay. That makes sense, because they limit my pool, so I can use it on one.
Do they use their action to continue running?
The phalanx just leave me?
Yeah, yeah, no, they're just bolting. Okay. You get the sense that Eku's, here! She's, whatever she was looking for, she's found it. Nobody's really rolled a good enough roll to notice it.
It's a satanic altar. She just laid him away to sacrifice all of them. What a twist.
I get advantage on you now, Josh, right?
Yes, you do.
All right.
This guy's running. If it...
The guy is running,
I want that to be known.
He runs. Yep. He runs 60.
I only got. He ran 100 the last time.
He double moved. I
don't.
He
double move away.
I don't have to double move away.
With every part of his turn. Maybe.
He just has to move away.
What's it say about this in a whispers?
Why are these cards' fonts so small?
Because the cards are small.
Yeah. What?
Because they have to fit a lot of words on.
I'm going
to
get some large print cards.
As far as its speed allows away from you.
As far as
it doesn't say it has to use its action.
It's as speed allows. So implicitly, its speed would
allow. It's a reaction. It's not on their turn. So it would have been immediate, just their speed.
So it would have moved immediately 60 feet. Now, do I get a roll for him?
Oh, yeah. You get to roll again.
And I get a roll against his 14, right?
Correct.
Because the difference with the B is you were moving, like, moving with the water, so by the time it would have turned around and tried to come back, it wouldn't have cared.
Right.
This guy's going to care.
Yeah.
Does it not say on the card?
It doesn't say. So I think he's coming back.
It might just be one turn, then, because it's a first level spell, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we think he's coming back, or
I think he's coming back, because it's just a first level spell, so I don't think it's going to have a constant wisdom save.
It's not concentration.
I'm pretty sure 120 I can get right up in Flynn's face, because the map's 120.
That's a good question. Mm. Is this concentration?
These are so small.
One and done.
All right, so it's going to be real mad at the guy that just stabbed him. That one goes rushing all the way back up to the Orc Landscar there.
This one?
Yeah. It turns back, doesn't realize why it was afraid.
To get further than here, it'll have to use its action or something.
It has to double move to go that far. Okay, Josh, let's see how multi-attack does with
this. This is dead, correct?
Yeah.
Can I just move it so I...
Sure.
Keep track
unless
of
he wants to climb up on the corpse one. For some
it's
reason.
Your AC 12.
No. It's not.
I rolled a 3 and a 6, Josh.
Well, I'm okay with this.
Brilliant.
How about a 16?
Can I add inspiration to my AC?
I want to do 6 AC.
Man, that would be broken. I should have lit you up.
Should have.
9 damage.
You
with
mean
my
5 and a half damage?
4. You round down in D&D.
Oh, what's this?
Did you say 5.5 rounded down to 4?
No.
I got
4.5 rounds down to 4.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
I'm not even listening.
Nolan Kingsong, you still got Witch Bolt.
Yep.
Because you can pass it.
I'm going to exercise my right to Witch Bolt.
You go right ahead.
Again. And I'll go for the one that
you guys might want to handle this one, just in case. I've got a much better hit point pool with my
sure,
rage.
Sure, but the fewer sources of damage we have to deal with.
That's fair.
Better. So
I just don't want the one shot
Flynn.
Nine was trying to get rid of me because
14.
He knows what's coming.
A 14. You move that witch bolt and you zap the shit out of. Which one are you going after? The one this Josh one. Is on.
Okay. Yeah. So that hits.
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna try and convince the dinosaur that I'm using my mind to shock him after
Five
literally cleaving him in 20.
Again, a shot of lightning. The dinosaur rears back in pain.
I'll, when I see him doing that, I'm going to thrust at him. So he thinks that's when the lightning hits it. I'm going to Pavlovian train this dinosaur to fear my thrusts.
Do I get the sense that I am within this dinosaur's reach?
You're uncomfortable. You haven't seen it attack with a reach, but you are very uncomfortable being that close to a thing.
I think you have a high AC. Go up there and
take it. I do have a high AC, so...
Move up one.
I was thinking about moving one. Away one.
He's thinking about letting Flynn eat that shit.
Like, I'm a ranged person.
Don't you have a shield and a battle axe?
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right, fine. I'll move up.
Jesus Christ.
Stone Bold. All
right.
I've heard term cannon fodder before. That's what I'm not.
I need a better die. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All that advantage on you is Stone Bold.
Stone Bold. You're not Stone Bold.
Stone Bold!
Okay.
Who feels really lucky to have dodged, what, 3 of these bites, including one with disadvantage now?
Lucky.
Or one with advantage?
Shoot, I'm doing it again. Give me your dice.
Don't forget you're spired.
Oh, yeah. I'll see if I need. Do I have to add that before or
after? Nope, you can do it whenever.
So I can see how poor this rolls in there.
Yes. You just can't. You can't do it after I tell you whether or not you've hit.
Oh, okay. So I got you.
You can roll and then go, do I want to use it or not?
Yeah.
And
I'm going to do Great Weapon Mastery again.
You do you, man. I would say it's a good call. Put it down before it tries to put you down.
To. God, I love Flynn's dice.
It's good, right?
Can I just buy it off of you?
No, I like it. Okay.
Can I use inspiration for damage?
No.
No. It's just
Bart suck.
Nolan, you ever need to be spired?
I could do with it every now and then.
Okay.
I could do with some spiring.
Don't let me down,
baby. Spired.
Ooh.
Decent.
24.
Ooh.
above average.
So you just get plus 10 damage.
Minus 5 to hit, plus 10 damage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. That's why I'm trying to do this with reckless attack. That's another 50.
I like how Josh keeps looking at me because he's like, I'm doing the math in my head. That dropped the last one. That should drop this one. Well, did you know that this is that was a junior Allosaur?
This is an Allosaur, Stegosaurus, Tyrannosaurus hybrid. It's the man-bear pick of dinosaurs.
You've kind of worked your way into such a position now that you're, like, directly under the thing, and you just push the greatsword straight up, like, through its throat, and you hit a soft squishy pie, and it just sort of jitters and falls.
I now insist on a strength check so that I can fight the last dinosaur wearing the skin suit of this dinosaur. I get advantage on strength rolls because I'm raging.
Bork.
Oh, come on.
You're staring down the barrel of a big scurry dinosaur.
Oh, 45.
45. Dinosaurs have barrels now.
Nickel back up in here.
But no ears.
No ears.
No ears. Still pissed.
They're like turtles with shotguns.
Yeah. Turtles also don't have ears.
I just realized right before you said. So pissed. The fuck are all these things not having ears?
Snakes?
Well, yeah.
So that one makes
sense. Yeah, that one makes sense. They smell with their tongue.
Okay. Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, I got it. That's okay. Fine.
Yep. I meant to say here with her tongue.
That's true.
Which is also probably not true. Lucas, help me out.
Lucas, edit in the right answer. Also some air horns.
I'd like to use my lifeline.
For an air horn?
Yeah. Best Who Wants to Be a Millionaire ever.
How good would that be?
He uses it to call one of those numbers where it's just a soundboard. Flynn, what would you like to do?
I'm going to try to grapple it.
Nice. I already like where this is going.
It is large. I don't know how that affects your grapple.
I think I can do one up, one down.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is that opposed strength? Or it's athletics, he's got to hit first.
No, he doesn't have to hit, but it's athletics or acrobatics.
Yeah, your choice.
Yeah, it's whatever you're better at.
20.
Oh. Hey!
Oh, pretty solid roll.
I want to see you get an Allosaur. Grab it by the neck,
swing your legs up on it, and just sort of hang like a monkey from it.
21.
Oh.
You're spired.
You're spired. You're spired. Oh, wait, but you know you failed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
save the spire.
Useless
save the
spire.
You grab a hold of it, and it kind of also grabs a hold of you, and you're like, I got it! And then you just slips out of your grasp. You almost put an Allosaurus in a headlock.
All right, I'm going to use my unarmed.
Yep.
25.
Yes, you hit it. It's big,
six.
Dumb, flizzardy head.
Is this dead?
Yeah, he did. Hey, leave those bodies over there.
They're going right here. It's just so I can see the field.
I'm
going
to put them in compromising positions.
Paul.
How is Stonebold looking?
Oh, beautiful, baby.
Okay.
I've only done like 10 damage to him, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah, it's about
8, 9, 10, something like that.
8, yeah.
Here's the other thing. Is that my melee is only plus 4, whereas this is plus 7.
Oh, yeah. Because you get your spell thing to hit, don't you?
Yeah.
What?
1d4. If I can get off a smite, it would do more damage.
Smite?
Yeah. Stone Sorcerer.
Oh, I got you.
Saving throw. Wisdom saving throw.
Make me a wisdom saving throw.
Nope.
Okay. All y'all friends are dead. It's vicious mockery.
How do you hear that?
I don't know. You don't even have ears.
That's the mockery. Look at this.
Sign language.
See what I can do? Wiggle my ears at you. What are you trying to do?
I can't pick up a D4,
ladies and gentlemen. He did it.
Four.
And he has disadvantage on attack rolls to the end of his turn.
Nice.
Snack
that
rolls.
That is beautiful.
Welcome.
That does cancel out for you.
I yell and taunt and scream and just wave the intros of his friends at him.
Jumping rope.
What do I want to do? Perception checks.
Oh, okay.
Are we watching the rest of the party hide?
Ooh, nat 20. Plus number.
14. Perception. I've got too much blood in my eyes.
12.
So 24 total for me.
I think that's a 4. I'm going to say that's 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll call it a 4.
King Song, you do notice that you sort of glance back and you realize that the entire party is in fact just vanished. They were there a moment ago and now they're just gone. Let's see.
Where the hell are they gone?
Over, under. All right. Dave is apparently pissed at you.
He has disadvantage.
He did catch him on fire.
I'm good, I see. I feel decent about this.
Well, he wasted all the bad rolls on me. You know that, right? I mean, like, he got all of it.
I'm assuming a 12 doesn't hit?
Nope.
And a 13 probably doesn't either.
Nope.
You bring that shield up as it's just teeth and claws. Kunk, kunk. Into the steel and wood of your shield, but it does no damage, but it does scare the shit out of you.
Good work, Nigel. Keep it busy.
It's your turn.
I am going to cast Thunderous Smite as a bonus action.
Yeah.
And then attempt to hit it with my battle axe.
It only counts if you scream, I have the power, while doing so.
Yeah. I have the power!
Why haven't they remade that live action?
That is a 23.
A 23 does in fact hit.
So he's going to have to make a strength save.
Well, you picked the weak one for him.
Nice, nice, nice.
I rolled a 12 on the strength save.
So that'll fail.
Yep.
Pushed prone right into my waiting hands. Yep.
So he takes 10 slashing damage.
Okay.
And then 10 thunder damage as well.
Thunder.
And so, that can be heard up to 300 feet away.
Oh, great.
Oh, come on now, Nolan.
Just say.
Come on.
I've decided it's no longer a He-Man thing. It's a Thundercats thing.
Yeah.
He just, oh! And King Song slaps the thing in the face, just scooting it back and dropping it prone in front of Stonebold. Stonebold! Would you like advantage?
Oh, you know it. I'll just go ahead and saunter right up on here.
Slap.
I told you. please make your... I have to tell the other guys this too. Please make your mocking whispers into the microphone. Oh,
I told you. Flynn, can I please borrow your
best disguise?
The lucky die.
I think you're still spired. Just in
case. I haven't blown it yet. I'm just so inspired. Okay, yours has done its work so far, but mine pulled through.
Yep. So get that one out of there.
Was that a one?
Yeah.
I thought that was a seven. Oh, yeah.
That was a one.
It's just a girthy one.
Just a girthy one. Okay. Same setup as before and all that.
Oh
come on
up?
Now.
No.
18.
18 damage?
Yeah, it was real low. Disappointingly low, actually.
Oof. It's just the sound of a brick hitting the floor.
I believe if Stonebold wasn't aware of it, wasn't aware of trepanning, you are now, because you've invented it. As it slides over, you just push your greatsword into the soft, meaty part somewhere in the back of its skull, and just you just see the light go out of its eyes.
You guys hungry?
I could eat. Maybe not for brains, but for the rest of it.
By the way, that bite, 2d10 plus 4.
Ooh. If you rolled low on 17.
Yeah.
I think that would have straight up murdered us.
Yeah, it could have killed me with one bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that would have killed almost all of us.
Yeah, that's way out of you guys' price range. But it's going to be well worth it. Because everybody going to level up, I bet.
You think we get more XP from killing those than an entire village?
You killed an
entire best friend.
Village of plebs.
Well, you don't also, know
we didn't
Gucci.
Do much work to do it. It just
hey, we saw these guys eating goblins. I bet they ate Gucci. I did that for Gucci.
Are you telling Bork this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
There was a goblin back there in the trees.
What? I'm running off into the trees.
Oh, please don't find another one. I can't do it again.
Oh, they were eating
Bork, wait! And I go chase off Bork. Not letting go alone.
I think that's enough. I'll round up for you guys, including the extra 10%, because you're on Meat Grinder. That's 372 XP, which ought to get you really close.
I'll do a calculator and find out. It's definitely close.
It's over 1,000.
1036.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 900, I think, is...
Yep.
So 1036 each?
Yeah.
1036, eh?
That's right.
Nicely done.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's missing.